From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Eric Westervelt. It's Here and Now. The National Institutes of Health said today it's now testing a Zika vaccine in humans. It's just 2 days after the Centers for Disease Control warned pregnant women and their partners to stay away from one neighborhood in Miami where at least 15 people contracted the disease. Andrew Joseph is a reporter for our partners at STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication. He's been covering the issue. Andrew, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Andrew, what more do we know about the Zika vaccine that NIH is testing?
So this is actually the second Zika vaccine candidate to enter human trials. The first one was just last week, and it just goes to show there are a bunch of different efforts at developing a vaccine. It just shows there's a wide effort to combat the virus.
Now, on a call today with journalist Dr. Anthony Fauci at the NIH, said he hopes to move into the next phase of trials in January, but he said that depends on money. Let's listen.
Without congressional approval of additional funding for Zika efforts, the planning and preparation necessary to conduct a phase two trial will slow down significantly, effectively impeding our smooth process on the vaccine development front.
Andrew, President Obama had asked Congress to approve nearly $2 billion in emergency Zika funding back in February, but Congress didn't pass it. Is this local outbreak in Miami likely to move Congress to act at all?
It's a little bit unclear. Several senators, including both Florida senators, a Democrat and a Republican, have called for Congress to come back from recess to approve some emergency funding. But who knows if that'll happen. And it's kind of entering another level now. Tim Kaine, the vice presidential nominee, has also called for Congress to come back. But so far, Senate leaders haven't followed up with that.
And the NIH vaccine is not the only one in clinical trials. Who else is working on a vaccine, Andrew?
Sure. There's a company called Inovio that's developed a similar vaccine, and that's the one that entered human trials last week. And there are a couple other efforts, including one from the military and some other private researchers who are also developing vaccines. And they're all slightly different sort of approaches to developing a vaccine.
And how far along are they, or don't we know?
Some are still in animal models. These are the first to reach humans. And just because they're reaching humans, there's still a long way to go. These are the very first phases of a clinical trial when they're actually just testing them in healthy volunteers here in the United States and in Canada, just to make sure there's not some sort of horrible side effect before they start testing them in a larger number of people, in which case they'll start doing that in places where Zika is spreading.
And you're just back from a reporting trip to Miami where officials are trying to contain Zika, at least in part of that city. What did you hear from people there? How worried are they?
You know, it's a huge range. Obviously, pregnant women, because of the fear of birth defects, are worried and are trying to take precautions. But if you're just out and about in that neighborhood, you know, one woman told me she was taking all necessary precautions, but she was taking out her trash in tank top and shorts. Hmm. Part of that is because it was like 95 degrees. But I think it's still going to take a little bit of time for the news to sink in. You know, there are a lot of businesses there that when I was there were kind of thriving. And I saw the news today that some outdoor restaurants are closing their patios, sort of outdoor exercise classes are being postponed or delayed or moved. So I think as the news continues to spread, like there's going to be more steps taken.
All right. Andrew Joseph is a reporter with our partner at STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication. Andrew, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.